Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. Beginning this new hour of Neon Jazz is New York City flutist, composer, and clinician Jamie Baum, joined by her septet with the 2018 tune There Are No Words off her latest CD called Bridges. So Jamie has toured the United States and over 30 countries, performing at major festivals and concert halls, playing with big shots in jazz like George Russell, Randy Brecker, Donald Brown, Tom Harrell, and the great Kenny Barron. Even though jazz is her thrust, she performs classical, new music, Brazilian, and Latin music. All of her albums have received critical acclaim, and she's up to 6 on her own. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Jamie talked about creating jazz.
It's interesting if you look up the word improvisation, because there's a couple of different meanings, and one is, you know, to create something from nothing, and another is to create something from, you know, something already there. And as any jazz musician will tell you, we're not creating something from nothing, because we've spent a lifetime of practice working on that music to be able to deal with, you know, creating something in the moment.
Among the many awards for her composing, Jamie was awarded the 2014 Guggenheim Foundation Fellowship. And over the years, she has been on several tours sponsored by the U.S. State Department, and those have included South America, Europe, and South Asia. Along with all the performing and recording, she's very well adept in the teaching world, always getting the next generation groomed for more jazz. With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of quality venues, from the Blue Room on 18th and Vine to the Green Lady Lounge in downtown KC, ready and willing to fill you with the best jazz around. From jazz trumpeter and blues man Cootie Williams, man, I dig this cat, this is the 1958 tune On the Street Where You Live off the CD Cootie Williams and Hi-Fi, and it's the only way to go as the show rolls on.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Jamie Baum, jazz flutist composer. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was jazz bass cat Buster Williams with the tune Where Giants Dwell, and I think that would be in the jazz land. Over the years, he's best known for gigging with pianist Herbie Hancock's early 1970s group, working with guitarist Larry Coryell from the 1980s to present, and working in the Thelonious Monk repertory band Sphere as the accompanist of choice for many of the singers, along with Nancy Wilson. Right out of Camden, New Jersey, he was full of jazz at an early age. He was particularly inspired to focus on the bass after hearing his father's record of Stardust, performed by Oscar Pettiford, and started playing in his early teens. He had his first professional gig while he was still in junior high, filling in for Charles Sr., who had double booked himself one evening. One of the first gigs he had, he was hired by Dakota Stanton after hearing him gig in Wilmington, Delaware with the Gerald Price Trio back in 1961. Off a limited edition 3-CD set featuring tenor saxophonist Stan Getz and guitarist Jimmy Rainey, man, this is some good stuff. This is the 1954 tune Signal, as this hour of jazz rambles on.
We'll be right back. Foreman, and please do like I do and listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. You won't regret it. The swinging sounds, enough to fill your ears full of joy and love for a long time.
That was veteran jazz guitarist Bruce Foreman, joined by his trio back in 2012 with the tune Flamingo off the album Foremanism. Flamingo, I dedicate it to my girlfriend Amanda. She loves him. His latest release is Junkyard Duo, and he always maintains a very hectic touring schedule and always hones in on sideman recordings with the likes of Ray Brown, Bobby Hutcherson, and he was even on the soundtrack for three of Clint Eastwood's most distinguished films. His life of musical journey has provided an American saga that is still in full swing. He has Texas origins. He has a very early career that he harkened back on in San Francisco and New York. And over the years on the road, they all contribute to a very unique and a very highly personal vision that is even very evident today. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, I asked Bruce what award in his life surprised him the most, and this was a surprising answer. Have a listen.
One night, I was working with Jimmy Cobb and Jack McDuff in Europe. We were hanging out after the gig. It was Italy, and we were hanging out after the gig. We had to go, and I went to go get my amp, and my amp was gone. I thought it was stolen. And Jimmy said, no, I loaded it in for you. And I looked at him, and I said, you know, I mean, Jimmy's a good 20 years older than me, you know, and those amps are stupid heavy. It was hard for me to carry. And then he came up to me and says, I just want to thank you for keeping this all together. Like, I guess he and Jack, although it sure didn't sound like we're having like time trouble locking up time-wise.
So I also asked Bruce who he would have loved to have seen live if he could have caught somebody in the voluminous annals of jazz. And he said someone that many others have said before, Mr. Louis Armstrong. And here is the King of New Orleans who would rule the world of jazz. With his orchestra in 1947, this is the tune Save It, Pretty Mama, as this hour of jazz continues to march on.
Ha ha ha! Now save it, pretty mama, day by day. Don't give none away. Let it pile up, honey, if you may. I'll call around soon to name the day. I have an art of loving that can't be beat. My way of hugging is a treat. Why can't we, mama, agree to save it, pretty mama, for me?
Thank you.
was Louisiana-born jazz drummer Zutty Singleton with Butterfinger Blues off the 2000 CD Drum Face Volume 1. So his nickname Zutty came when he was a baby, and it's the Creole word for cute. From the leaders of the Brubeck Brothers Quartet, this is Chris and Dan with the 2018 tune North Coast off the CD Timeline as this line of jazz keeps on getting drawn.
From the Jambalaya Brass Band, and you are now listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. It's the place to be.
from Silver Springs, Maryland. That was a pianist that's very big in the world of jazz, John Coliani, joined by a sextet. That was the 2017 tune, Seesaw. And our final foray into the jazz comes off his latest album and a cat born in Kansas City, now calling Paris, France, home. This is alto saxophonist and composer, the great Logan Richardson, with the 2018 tune Urban Life. He knows it well, off the CD Blues People. And again, he's pushing that jazz medium forward with gusto, and we dig it. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a jazz mind filling a hole where the rain came in. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Righteous.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We love you out there in Radio Land, and we're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.